CBS Eye on the World in Kazakhstan, thanks to Kamran Bokhari, writing for Geopolitical Futures. He is the Senior Director of Eurasia Security and Prosperity, New Lines Institute for Strategy and Policy. Twice in Kazakhstan in these last months, I visited 20 years ago, and yet what doesn't change is the scale of it, and it is landlocked. It is resource-rich, unimaginable riches, never plumbed by the Soviets. And the challenge is to get the resources to market and to develop the prosperity that will follow from extractive services. This is in Australia in the middle of Asia. Coal, uranium, oil, gas, gold, everything, all the dreams, but to get to market. To the north, Russia, a troubled country. To the east, China, the major player. To the south, Uzbekistan. Kamran, both you and I have traveled to Uzbekistan, twice the population. Is Tashkent working with Takayev at Astana? Are they teamed up in order to get goods to market?
They are. I mean, they are the big players in the region because all the other three stands, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan, are much smaller and weaker countries. Obviously, Uzbekistan does not have the resources that Kazakhstan has and has, a little less than double the population of Kazakhstan at 36 million people and a much smaller area. So they do cooperate, but they are also, they have different, because of geography and because of, you know, demography and the variance in the availability of resources, they are, operating in different spaces as well. The Uzbeks have to worry about Afghanistan, a Taliban-run Afghanistan, to be specific, because of the border that they have. Kazakhstan does not have a border with Afghanistan, so it is free of that trouble, although I would argue that its southern flank is vulnerable to the instability that is radiating out of Afghanistan. Uzbekistan is right smack in the middle. It's a double landlocked country. It borders every single country of Central Asia, including Afghanistan, which isn't, which there's a debate whether it belongs in Central Asia or South Asia or both. And since the war on terror, there was a debate, is it linked to the Middle East or not? So these are the challenges. I mean, China is trying to take advantage of a receding Russian footprint in the region and trying to use its, version 2.0 of the Belt and Road Initiative to push in and expand its influence. You mentioned earlier about, the dream of rail and road and energy pipeline infrastructure that the Chinese are wanting to build. And some of it is already built and a lot more to go. In the meantime, these countries are undergoing domestic political transformation. Uzbekistan is going through a constitutional overhaul as we speak. So these are the challenges faced by the Central Asian states: is how do they modernize? How do they move beyond their Soviet legacy and open up their polities and have states that are more responsive to the public needs and public demand, while managing a very, very, hostile or unstable strategic environment?
Russia is the unknown because of Ukraine conflict. I'm told that a substantial number of young people fleeing the mobilization are in Astana, fleeing to the old parts of the Soviet Empire. Is that a tension between Moscow and Astana?
It is a tension, although it doesn't appear that way. But there is latent tension even within Kazakhstan between ethnic Russians and ethnic Kazakhs, especially in areas that are, dominated by ethnic Russian population in the north. But yes, there is the tension. From a Kazakh point of view, what's going to happen to Russia? How does whatever happened happens to Russia affect them in the years and decades to come? They need to prepare for that. In the meantime, if you're Russia and you're a former liege of the region and your ability to project influence is receding rapidly, especially because you can't focus on two fronts, both in Ukraine, which is your strategic front yard, and then Central Asia, which is your strategic rear, then you're worried about any attempts by Kazakhstan, which is the largest country in the region, and where Kazakhstan leads, everybody else will follow. That's just sort of the nature of things. So if you're Russian, you're worried about that. I mean, there is tension over oil supplies. The bulk of oil that Kazakhstan exports goes through the CPC, the Caspian Pipeline Consortium, which is a Russian-operated pipeline. And the Kazakhs are now looking at alternatives.
I have questions for your next visit, Kamran. Kamran Bokhari, the New Lines Institute for Strategy and Policy. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,